An American Petroleum Institute report says nationwide supplies of the cleaner-burning reformulated gasoline are up 12% over a year ago. But the survey says supplies of RFG in the Midwest are down by a third. Milwaukee Democratic House member Tom Barrett is asking people to put pressure on the Bush administration to boost gas supplies here.
The Bush administration has to respond to this. For several years we heard, well, this was all a Democratic problem. Well, the Democrats have been out of office in the White House for 2 years now.
Barrett contends the low RFG inventory in the Midwest could make parts of Wisconsin susceptible to the $2 a gallon prices that hit here the last two summers. If there are no more refinery fires or pipeline interruptions, though, Barrett acknowledges there may not be a price spike. Aaron Roth of the Wisconsin Petroleum Council says Representative Barrett is ignoring a five-year trend that shows RFG supplies up 8%. Roth says gas prices are significantly lower than they were last year at this time.
All of the analysts I've looked at, including the U.S. Department of Energy, they're not forecasting the same price spikes that we saw the last two springs. Now, if something goes wrong with the delivery infrastructure, you know, then all bets are off.
Roth says with the recent Senate hearings looking into possible price gouging, all eyes are on the oil industry. That's especially true during an election year. Representative Barrett is running for Wisconsin governor, and many congresspeople face re-election challenges. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.